The Sanctuary in 2300 Days. Chapter 1. The Sanctuary. In presenting this most important subject for the consideration of the people of God, we invite the candid and prayerful attention of all who have ears to hear. It is well understood by thousands that the great disappointment of the Advent believers arose from the fact that they believed the cleansing of the sanctuary to be the burning of the earth, or some event to transpire at the second advent of the Lord Jesus, and as they could clearly establish the fact that the 2300 days would terminate in the autumn of 1844, they looked with the full assurance of faith and hope for the glorious appearing of the Son of God at that time. Painful and grievous was the disappointment, and while the heart of the trusting was bowed with sorrow, numbers were not wanting who openly denied the hand of God in the Advent movement and made utter shipwreck of their faith. As the subject of the sanctuary of the Bible involves the most important facts connected with our disappointment, it is worthy of the serious attention of all who wait the consolation of Israel. Let us then examine again with care the vision of the man greatly beloved, recorded in Daniel 8. We call attention to the symbols presented in this chapter. The first thing presented to the eye of the prophet was the view of the ram. Then I lifted up mine eyes, and saw, and behold, there stood before the river a ram which had two horns, and the two horns were high, but one was higher than the other, and the higher came up last. I saw the ram pushing westward and northward and southward, so that no beasts might stand before him, neither was there any that could deliver out of his hand, but he did according to his will, and became great. Verses 3 and 4. The view of the goat. And as I was considering, behold, an he-goat came from the west on the face of the whole earth, and touched not the ground. And the goat had a notable horn between his eyes. And he came to the ram that had two horns, which I had seen standing before the river, and ran unto him in the fury of his power. And I saw him come close unto the ram, and he was moved with choler against him, and smote the ram, and brake his two horns, and there was no power in the ram to stand before him. But he cast him down to the ground, and stamped upon him, and there was none that could deliver the ram out of his hand. Therefore the he-goat waxed very great, and when he was strong, the great horn was broken, and for it came up four notable ones toward the four winds of heaven. Verses 5-8. The view of the little horn. And out of one of them came forth a little horn, which waxed exceeding great, toward the south, and toward the east, and toward the pleasant land. And it waxed great, even to the host of heaven, and it cast down some of the host and of the stars to the ground, and stamped upon them. Yea, he magnified himself even to the prince of the host, and by him the daily sacrifice was taken away, and the place of his sanctuary was cast down. And an host was given him against the daily sacrifice by reason of transgression, and it cast down the truth to the ground, and it practiced and prospered. Verses 9-12. The view of the sanctuary and 2300 days. Then I heard one saint speaking, and another saint said unto that certain saint which spake, How long shall be the vision concerning the daily sacrifice and transgression of desolation, to give both the sanctuary and the host to be trodden under foot? And he said unto me, Unto 2300 days, then shall the sanctuary be cleansed. Verses 13 and 14.